He calmly lit a match and held the rag above it until the rag was engulfed with fire. He smiled as he watched the flames begin to flicker inside the shop and picked up his bag. The crackling and hissing from inside the building was getting louder and louder. As much as he wanted to stay and watch, he had to leave. He couldn't get caught with all the loot. In the shadows, Viola stood frozen at the bottom of the bakery steps, having seen the whole thing.
I am awake in the dark because if I sleep, the chasing dream will come back. The one where there's someone trying to catch me. Even though I'm running really hard, my legs won't go fast enough, and I can hear the air whistling as the thing behind me speeds up. I only wake up when its fingers curl around my shoulder. Mum says it's the sort of dream that everyone has now and then, and perhaps I should stop watching Doctor Who.
I look a little closer and instinctively back away. Her mouth is set in a wry smile, showing yellow teeth, as if somehow, despite the torn skin and the deeply painful twist of her body, she's having the last laugh. The shock is so deep that it hurts more than it should, and tears threaten as I gaze at her. A human life ending in such a terrible, lonely way.
Now then, young man, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, said Jeremy James, are you really a woman?
Jeremy James, exclaimed Mummy, pouring milk onto the tablecloth. That's all right, my dear. Yes, Jeremy James, I am really a woman.
Then why have you got such a deep voice?
Are you a man? Asked the lady.
Well, nearly,